think that the most important thing is London. And this club is a good club, it's in London, and so I think that it's a good point to start this adventure in the football in England.
We have seen in this country some owners come to England and change the colour of the shirts, or change the crest, or try to change the name. Can you promise you won't try to do that at Leyton Orient?
That's 100% sure, because for us it's very, very important. The first thing is the history, you know, and so we don't change nothing, but we put in evidence the history of this club for the future.
You have said you might try to add some colour to that history. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that we have to renew the stadium internal, and we have to use the history and to show again to people the history of this club, and because could be our power in the future, and to demonstrate that everybody has to give all of their efforts to win.
Barry Hearn will continue to own the stadium.
Yeah.
Can you assure fans that the club will remain here long term?
Yeah, I think we are sure that we have an agreement, we have a lot of options, we can buy the stadium, we can continue to rent the stadium, but we want to decide that in the next year, you know. We have a lot of things to evaluate now that are more urgent about the stadium. But there isn't any kind of problem. We would leave this stadium only if the club in the future would obtain a good results, and if people would ask us, and if a lot of people, more than 10,000, would see us and want to support us.
Which team do you support in Italy?
I don't support nobody. No, I support Leyton Orient.
What would be a good Italian chant for Orient? Forza Orient? Something like that? Is there an Italian song you could give us?
Yeah, I think that here there is a great song that is the official song of the club, you know, and so we love that, and we will use that for everybody here and in Italy.
Some of the fans here have been very optimistic recently, and they're happy that Barry Hearn and his board regularly talk to them and take questions from them. Can you assure them that's something you will continue to do? Will you meet with the fans on a regular basis?
I think that I said before, but I can reply that Barry and his staff made an incredible job, and we will work together, and I think that what they have already done, it's very, very important, and we will give our effort to improve that, but together with Barry and his staff and our staff. Yeah.
And you've asked Russell Slade, the manager, to give you a list of players.
Yeah.
Do you expect promotion from him this season?
I say that Russell has a list, submitted us a list, and I asked him a priority in that list. And I gave to him the authorization to start to buy his priority. I trust a lot about Russell, and so he has the possibility to take what he wants, and has no limit for the investment and the budget.
And assuming he gets those players, you would expect him to win promotion for you?
The most important thing is that he is doing, starting from yesterday evening, all that he has to do, that he can do, to go in the championship for the next year. Then we have to wait what would be the result of the match. But the most important thing for me is that all my staff, Russell now is important part of my staff, give all, every day, all of his efforts, all our efforts, to do the best. And then today, tomorrow, or after 1 year or 2 years, for sure the result will come.